Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's time for a boycott. I think we need to stand up and tell some people that we are sick and tired of their attitudes and we're not going to support them anymore.
And why do they call it a boycott? I'm surprised that's not... You know, it's
all right.
Bad in this
Me
world.
Too. We'll call it a people cot,
okay,
or a kid cot, or a child cot.
All right, that's weird.
It's gonna make it more complicated. Yeah, okay. I printed up all this stuff already.
What's
right.
bothering you?
I'm sick of celebrities that get famous and then decide that they don't have time for their fans anymore.
Okay.
They spent their whole life wanting to be famous, wanting people to recognize them, hoping someone would ask them for an autograph or to take a selfie with them, and now they're there and they're like, I ain't got time to take up. Photo with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Jim Carrey is quite the jerk about it.
Alrighty then.
Oh,
yeah.
I
that's
hate to hear that.
Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey has turned into a very bitter man. He's got the Trump derangement syndrome or something where he really, all he does on Twitter is post like these drawings he does, and he hates Trump.
Well, you got to think, being an actor, you have so many different personalities living in your head all the time. They're not normal.
No, they're not
they're
normal
not
people.
Normal
yeah,
people.
But you know, he started off so strong. Like when his first, you know, his career blossomed.
In Living
with,
Color.
You know, Ace Ventura and The Mask and some of that. Like, I mean, that was way back when.
That's
but
good.
Everybody liked him. And then he morphed into this person he is now.
Yeah, he's a very angry person.
Yeah.
And this isn't about the Trump stuff at all. I don't want people to get the wrong idea.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about how he won't sign autographs or take pictures. He says selfies. That he flat out refuses to take photos with people, and he doesn't feel bad about it. He says, I don't have a responsibility to please everyone. I try not to be unkind to people, but I would much prefer saying hello and who are you and what are you doing today than giving a selfie, because selfies stop life. It's just going on Instagram to give people a false sense of relevance. Everybody was so gaga about Steve Jobs, but I, Jim Carrey, picture Steve Jobs in Hades running from demons who want a selfie. So he imagines Steve Jobs, the Apple inventor guy, as being serving his sentence in the depths below in the fires of Hades and being chased by demons that want selfies with him. That's not very nice.
That's not very
I'm
nice.
Sure that's not true.
Okay.
They don't have cameras down there.
You would think, though, like when his career was blossoming and he didn't have a lot of money, see. He would want anybody to notice him and take a picture with him, and he was climbing up the ladder, and then all of a sudden he makes a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to have the fans like him anymore because he's taken care of.
Right. Yeah. So now he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was a little disappointed about this. Chris Pratt also said he doesn't like to take photos with fans either.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we got a picture with him before he decided that.
Right.
Well, so we posted it up on Instagram so that people will think we have a false sense of relevance.
Yeah, I saw that not long ago, which that did surprise me because he seems so nice.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's a jerk about it like Jim Carrey or if he's nice about it or what.
He says he wants the experience of just hanging out in the moment, like it's not like, you know, people take a picture like you know that person. You don't know that person. You just took a picture with them.
But the thing is with your friends and family, you still take selfies all the time.
Sure,
so it's not like you're asking them to do something unusual.
Yeah, but on the flip side, maybe you've got a very pushy fan who bothers him, stalks them, whatever, and just wants a selfie with them. You know, sometimes you have to say no.
I'll say this. You know, you think about the fan base that they have. And they are out living their life at a restaurant, shopping at Walmart, whatever they're doing. And, you know, you can't get anything done because everybody wants to come up and take a picture with you.
Well, it's a polite way to say, I'm sorry, I'm spending some time with my family right now. Maybe if I see another time, we can do that.
But see, that still comes across as a no.
Yeah.
But you're being nice about it. I will say this. I have never turned down a fan for a selfie.
Okay.
Now, you laugh, but I'm assuming that you, like me, get approached a lot when you're out and about.
Okay.
Do you not?
Occasionally,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, are you rude to him?
Not at all. Well, I enjoy it. I'm just glad they want
a hard
picture.
Time. That's exactly what I am.
Just the way it comes across, like, well, but you are the Tom Steele, and
he
everybody
is
wants.
Did
Tom
I say
Steele.
That?
You're the superstar of the Upstate. You've said that many times.
I know. Everyone asks when I'm out. They say, like, "Where's Tom?
Oh, you want a picture with me? Tell him I will take one with him. I don't mind.
Right. Where's Cato? And I'm like, I don't stay with him 24/7.
Yeah.
But they don't.
That's funny because no one ever asks about you.
If you think about it, though, Tom, the amount of fans you have and the amount of fans Chris Pratt has is probably a lot different.
But, Grant, I can leave Greenville, though, and I don't have any more fans. But in Greenville, I think I'm comparable to him.
And if you're – yeah, okay. But if you're that big of a celebrity, don't go out and go grocery shopping. You wanted this job.
Yes.
Along with this job comes you're going to be recognized, or you can stay home and order on Amazon.
And that's why Tom sends his wife out to do all the grocery shopping.
Yeah, he don't want to get attacked at the mall.
Yeah, he goes to the grocery store. You can't keep him out of a food place. There is
no
way.
I swear, disguise.
Okay. Which I would do that if I were a big celebrity.
I dress like Hawk and no one asks me for anything.
There you go. There you go.
Some other people that don't do that is Emma Watson. She says she doesn't do it because people post it on social media immediately and then everyone knows where she is and what she's doing.
Okay. Now, you don't think those people are going, "I just saw Emma Watson who refused to take a
selfie."
Exactly.
She's at this restaurant. She's basically kidding herself.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence says she won't do it for safety concerns, and she doesn't care if she comes across as rude about it.
What, for safety concerns? I mean, did you see her in the Hunger Games? I'm scared of her.
Okay.
She can take care of herself, can't she?
Yeah, she says some fans have no idea that what I do is a fantasy, and they scare me a little bit.
Okay.
Russell Crowe says he won't do it if he's with his kids because he doesn't want their time with him stolen away. Doesn't that sound sweet? Except then he goes off to film a movie in New Zealand for 6 or 8 months, and that's okay.
Well, that's why his time's so precious with
right.
his kids.
Right. I'm sorry. I've been out with my kids, and someone asked for a selfie, and I'm like, excuse me, second kids. Dad's going to take a selfie because this is part of how we make a living.
Tom Steele, Russell Crowe. I'm getting it now, Tom.
Yeah.
One selfie, 1,000 selfies. Yes.
You guys make it sound like I don't understand what these people go through. And get this, Justin Bieber and Sean Penn say the photos make them feel like zoo animals.
You are.
Zoo animals.
Yeah.
The best paid, richest, able to get away with anything zoo animals that ever lived, you jerks.
Yeah. When they're first coming up the ranks, they don't feel that way.
Right.
Things change them. Yeah.
I'll be your zoo animal.
Yeah.
Come over, take a picture with me, and I'll grab my butt and fling some poo.
Just watch out and don't bring any food in the area.
Yeah, don't feed the animals.
Yeah, don't feed the animals. It's very dangerous.
Don't say that. Let them feed the animals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.